This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
And with us is a guy that I've had a chance to hang around a couple of times, Justin Garrity, the GM up there at the Queen City Tavern. Justin, welcome to the Bob Cadaro Show. Are you there? Did I press the button right? I got you now, Justin. There you go.
Sounds good.
All right, welcome.
Hi.
All right, Justin, tell us, you're going into heavy-duty renovation and reconstruction of the Queen City Tavern. It was pretty nice, by the way, but now it's going to be done in the inimitable style of the rest of the Basiliga Hospitality Group. Tell us about it, when it's going to happen, and all of that.
So our remodel is going to start on March 18th, so only a few days away. Our last day for service is going to be Monday, the 17th, which will be St. Patrick's Day, of course. Got to squeeze that St. Patrick's Day in there.
Thank God.
And thank God, right? So our remodel is going to be very extensive. It's something that we're all incredibly excited about. We're literally redoing everything. So the whole main dining room is all getting redone and reimagined. Brand new kitchen, brand new facade on the outside. And we're also very excited to incorporate our second floor back into the main restaurant.
Mm.
So that's going to be awesome.
I've been up there for events, comedy events and so forth. It is nice to have that upstairs. And so now that's going to be integrated into the whole package.
It is. It's going to be seating for about another 59 or 60 people. And then it's going to have another bar. And we're also very excited to open the ceiling, kind of like the old Hiles was, so that you'll be able to look down from the second floor into the first floor.
I always like that about Hiles. You're right.
There's always something fun.
Justin Garrity's our guest. He's the general manager at the Queen City Tavern, which starting March 18th is undergoing a complete redo, as nice as it was. But it's got to be done in Basiliga Hospitality style, right?
Yes, and our Basiliga Hospitality standards for sure.
Yeah. How long do you anticipate the construction, reconstruction taking?
We're thinking it should be about 8 weeks at most.
Oh, wow. A lot faster than I thought. All right.
Hey, you know, we always are optimists for 8 weeks. Maybe it'll be six. Maybe it'll be a little bit more. But when we're reopened, it'll be beautiful, and that's all that matters.
Now, there was talk before obstructionists bought the property behind you. There was talk of outdoor at Queen City Tavern.
So the general idea now with this current remodel is we will reimagine slightly the original outdoor space, which was around on the sidewalk outside the windows on the first floor. I mean, hey, you never know what will happen next door, but for now, we're going to just reimagine what we have and make it beautiful and still offer outdoor seating, sidewalk outdoor seating.
Okay. And that's it's a big wide sidewalk. It's pretty good. I used to have a radio station directly across the street in the Williamson building, so I know the area well. And it really does stand out. That's why I think the facade change is as important as everything else for Queen City Tavern, because, man, you run smack into it every time you, either way, going through Oliphant.
You could almost drive through the front door if you wanted to sometimes.
Yeah, it's going to be a...
We should try curbside pickup.
maybe so. Well, Justin, I wish you luck. When it's done, make sure we're at least the second to know, okay?
Well, I think I'll try my hardest to make sure you're the first to know.
All right. Well, let John know first, would you? I'll take second.
Try.
I'll take second or third. Justin Garrity, Queen City Tavern. It is itself is going to be reimagined starting March 18th, but I could still get my St. Patrick's Day in on next Monday, huh? I love it.
Absolutely. Make sure you come in your best green shirt and your best pair of beads.
All right. Justin Garrity, GM at Queen City Tavern. Thank you, friend.
Absolutely.